All Those Notes is a member of the Virginia Audio Collective from WTJU. To learn more, visit virginiaaudio.org. I'm Shari Barbour, and this is All Those Notes. In 1900, Italy had few, if any, composers of instrumental music. It was violinist Ottorino Respighi and his strong interest in writing, rather than performing music, who helped restore the country's instrumental tradition. Outside sources inspired much of his music. The Fountains of Rome, The Pines of Rome, and Roman Festivals are symphonic poems that brought him international fame and influenced other composers to write for the symphony orchestra, not just the opera house. Respighi used piano pieces by Rossini as the basis for music in the French ballet The Magic Toy Shop, where a world-famous toy maker displays exquisite dolls. Visitors come from all around the world to watch them dance, especially the doll couple that dances the can-can. Two families each buy one of the dolls and arrange to pick them up the next day. Every night, all of the dolls come to life and dance. However, this time, they are very upset because the can-can dolls are going to be separated. So they devise a scheme to hide them. The customers return, only to find the can-can dolls missing. Not knowing the secret life of the dolls, the customers blame the shop owner and they get into a fight. All of the dolls come to life and defend him. Cossack dolls with their bayonets run the customers out of the store. The can-can dolls are reunited and all join the shop owner in dancing with joy as the astonished customers watch in amazement through the storefront window. Now, specialty shops are where expensive dolls and figurines are usually found. Yours truly has worked in one and always had the feeling of being watched. See what I mean? I'm Shari Barbour with All Those Notes. For more of All Those Notes, visit virginiaaudio.org.